听田信息题型新考法专练。本题你将听到六段独白，读两遍，请根据独白内容用所听到的单词或短语完成下列各题，每空不超过三个单词。
Passage 1. Dear Sarah, this is Mike. I'm glad to hear from you. You said you had many happy memories in your middle school. As for me, the happiest memory is a volleyball game in a PE class. It was a sunny afternoon. After the teacher taught us some new skills, we started practicing volleyball. After a while,He called on us to have a match. I was excited because it was my first time to take part in a volleyball game. After just 20 minutes, we found ourselves down by 4 points to the other team. However, after another 10 minutes, we won back some points and reached 24-24. It was time for the last point.My friend Carl passed the ball to me. I jumped as high as I could and won one more point. I made it. My classmates shouted for me. This was my happiest time. Dear Sarah, this is Mike. I'm glad to hear from you. You said you had many happy memories in your middle school. As for me, the happiest memory is a volleyball game in a PE class. It was a sunny afternoon. After the teacher taught us some new skills, we started practicing volleyball. After a while,He called on us to have a match. I was excited because it was my first time to take part in a volleyball game. After just 20 minutes, we found ourselves down by 4 points to the other team. However, after another 10 minutes, we won back some points and reached 24-24. It was time for the last point.My friend Carl passed the ball to me. I jumped as high as I could and won one more point. I made it. My classmates shouted for me. This was my happiest time.
Passage 2. Here are different cultures in different countries. Now let me introduce them to you. The first is greetings. In Morocco, you should shake hands while looking at others straight. In Japan, you should bow. In Thailand, people greet by pressing both hands together. The second is shoes. In Japan,You should take off your shoes when entering a house or a restaurant. Remember to place them together facing the door you came in. The third is meals. In Italy and Spain, the lunch can last for 3 hours. It is considered as the biggest meal of the day. For this reason, many people have a light breakfast and a late dinner.The fourth is doing business. In most countries, an exchange of business cards is important. If you are going to a foreign country, you can get the back side of your cards printed in the local language. It's also a nice idea.
Here are different cultures in different countries. Now, let me introduce them to you. The first is greetings. In Morocco, you should shake hands while looking at others straight. In Japan, you should bow. In Thailand, people greet by pressing both hands together. The second is shoes. In Japan, you should take off your shoes when entering a house or a restaurant. Remember to place them together facing the door you came in. The third is meals. In Italy and Spain, the lunch can last for 3 hours. It is considered as the biggest meal of the day. For this reason, many people have a light breakfast and a late dinner. The fourth is doing business. In most countries, an exchange of business cards is important. If you are going to a foreign country, you can get the back side of your cards printed in the local language. It's also a nice idea.
Passage 3. Fang Fang is a middle school student. She spent a meaningful summer vacation. In the first week, she visited the Palace Museum with her father. It's the largest palace in the world. They had a good time there. Then they visited Fang Fang's uncle, Mr. Smith. He and his family live in a village. Fang Fang and her father stayed at her uncle's for about 2 weeks. They experienced the country life and got close to nature. They helped pick vegetables and milk the cows on the farm. They were tired but really happy. Fang Fang also went swimming with her cousin. When Fang Fang and her father got home in early August, she went to the city library to read some books. As the summer vacation passed by, she needed to prepare for the new term carefully.
Fang Fang is a middle school student. She spent a meaningful summer vacation. In the first week, she visited the Palace Museum with her father. It's the largest palace in the world. They had a good time there. Then they visited Fang Fang's uncle, Mr. Smith. He and his family live in a village. Fang Fang and her father stayed at her uncle's for about 2 weeks. They experienced the country life and got close to nature. They helped pick vegetables and milk the cows on the farm. They were tired but really happy. Fang Fang also went swimming with her cousin. When Fang Fang and her father got home in early August, she went to the city library to read some books. As the summer vacation passed by, she needed to prepare for the new term carefully.
Passage 4. Where can you read poems? Usually in a book, right? But in Boston, you can read poems on the road. This art program is called Raining Poems. People first cut out the shapes of words on the board. Then they put the cardboard on the road and write the poems on the ground with special materials. On sunny days, the poems can't be seen. But when it rains, the poems appear like magic. Some of these poems are about the city of Boston. Others are about water and rain. They can be found all over the city on rainy days. The program leader said this program would last for 2 years. He wants to bring poems into people's daily life in a fun way. If you have a chance to visit the city on a rainy day, keep an eye on the road. You may find poems on the ground.
Where can you read poems? Usually in a book, right? But in Boston, you can read poems on the road. This art program is called Raining Poems. People first cut out the shapes of words on the board. Then they put the cardboard on the road and write the poems on the ground with special materials. On sunny days, the poems can't be seen, but when it rains, the poems appear like magic. Some of these poems are about the city of Boston. Others are about water and rain. They can be found all over the city on rainy days. The program leader said this program would last for 2 years. He wants to bring poems into people's daily life in a fun way. If you have a chance to visit the city on a rainy day, keep an eye on the road. You may find poems on the ground.
Passage 5. Boys and girls, may I have your attention? Our class is going to plant trees in a park on tree planting day. We will meet in front of our teaching building at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then we will take the school bus to get there. At 9 o'clock a.m., we will arrive at the park. The teacher will divide us into 5 groups and give us planting tools. Then we will start planting trees at 9:30 a.m. And we plan to return from the park at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You'd better wear comfortable clothes and sports shoes. Remember to take an umbrella and prepare your own lunch. Don't forget to take the rubbish away before leaving the park. This activity is not only good for our environment, but also helps us learn some planting skills. I hope we all will enjoy ourselves.
Boys and girls, may I have your attention, please? Our class is going to plant trees in a park on tree planting day. We will meet in front of our teaching building at 8 o'clock in the morning. and then we will take the school bus to get there. At 9 o'clock a.m., we will arrive at the park. The teacher will divide us into 5 groups and give us planting tools. Then we will start planting trees at 9:30 a.m., and we plan to return from the park at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You'd better wear comfortable clothes and sports shoes. Remember to take an umbrella and prepare your own lunch. Don't forget to take the rubbish away before leaving the park. This activity is not only good for our environment, but also helps us learn some planting skills. I hope we all will enjoy ourselves.
Passage 6. Dear students, do you often feel you don't have enough time? Don't worry. Here are some suggestions to help you manage time. The first way is to set a goal. You should know exactly what you need to achieve. When students study in a group, some students learn quickly. That's because they know what they want to get and can pay attention to it. The second way is to create a timetable. It is a great tool, but you need to list your study tasks in the order of importance instead of just writing down everything that needs to be done. Do important tasks first. The third way is to shut off your phone. If it's necessary for you to have your phone on for study, place it across the room. Phones can take up a lot of time throughout the day.
Dear students, do you often feel you don't have enough time? Don't worry. Here are some suggestions to help you manage time. The first way is to set a goal. You should know exactly what you need to achieve. When students study in a group, some students learn quickly. That's because they know what they want to get and can pay attention to it. The second way is to create a timetable. It is a great tool, but you need to list your study tasks in the order of importance instead of just writing down everything that needs to be done. Do important tasks first. The third way is to shut off your phone. If it's necessary for you to have your phone on for study, place it across the room. Phones can take up a lot of time throughout the day.